Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roger Ripos. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Hanrahan. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Vern Hanrahan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Lomaby. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up towards first. Ripos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Buford reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Buford steals third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Repo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. One out. Vern Hanrahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanrahan strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. Weiss moves to third. Buford moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee is walked intentionally. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball for a double play. Weiss tags and scores. Buford tags and moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame bunts between the mound and first base. Lomaby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blasingame for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hanrahan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripos hits a pop-up towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stahl hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Stahl reaches third base with a triple. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stahl scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Vern Hanrahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanrahan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hanrahan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby is 0 for 1 in the game. Lomaby strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Ken Sanders now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Roof and he is out, blasting game applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. AG hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0 for 2 in the game. Skourin takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skourin moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Skourin scores. McCraw moves to third. Adair moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby is 0-for-2 in the game. Lomaby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cater out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Tommy Ag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Ag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ag is walked intentionally. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ken Berry. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball towards left. Stahl catches it and throws to home to double up Weiss. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Stahl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Talton pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue Moon Odom pinch runs for Tim Talton. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Odom moves to second. Dick Green pinch hits for Don Blasingame. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Ossie Chavarria now playing second base. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skowron moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Adair takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano strikes out. 2 outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a line drive towards first. Repos reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.